Blog Talk Radio.
Reconnect My Heart Podcast, the show that we talk about life's problems that may break or tear a heart's apart. On Reconnect My Heart, we'll discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our hearts back to the way He originally made us. I'm your host, Brother Prater. I'm so glad y'all are able to join us. If you have any questions, comments, or if you just want to listen to the show, feel free to call us at 516-453-9118. That's 516-453-9118. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/reconnectmyheart. You can also see the video version of Reconnect My Heart at Reconnect My Heart Podcast, reconnectmyheartpodcast.com. Also, for those who may be on social media, you can go to my Facebook page, Brother Prater, or you can go to my Facebook page where you can also see the video version. Also, for those who may want to get on the chat room, you are welcome to get on the chat room right now. It is on blogtalkradio.com. Also, just getting a chance to just tell everyone hello. past couple of weeks, there's been some technical difficulties, and for those who are watching the video version, really can't tell, but we're going to get the audio version for those who may be watching or excuse me, listening to it online, getting it situated. Matter of fact, look like if everything is going okay, we're going to keep it at 100. Keep it at 100. I thank each and every one of y'all who are tuned in, and thank you so much for your continued prayers and support. Now, on today, we're going to talk about something that's kind of interesting. You know, I was kind of thinking about some of the old shows that we would watch on TV, And sometimes when there was someone that was into something that another person did not agree upon, most of the time you would hear this terminology. They would say, huh, speak for yourself. And what that meant is a lot of times that person that might have been speaking may have been saying something, even though that person that was listening did not agree upon it. But what it was saying was, hey, you're not going to speak for me. I'm going to let you have that, and you know what? I'm going to do my own thing. And so that kind of gave me the idea of sometimes we need to have that conversation for us to be able to speak up for our own self. And so on today's show, we're going to talk about being able to identify your voice, the importance of using it, and also the consequences of remaining silent. We're going to talk about that and much more in the episode called Speak for Yourself. Speak for yourself. And it's funny, I can actually speak about this particular issue because there's been many times where we might have had someone to speak on the behalf of you or a group of people, and it seemed like they may have had our best interest at heart, or supposedly. But then all of a sudden, when it's all said and done, kind of find out you might have gotten the short end of the stick while the person that was speaking up for you end up getting more of the benefits, if not all of the benefits. And so, you know, it made me think, matter of fact, those that know, I work for the Dallas Sheriff Department. And I remember years ago, we were petitioning for a raise, and without going to a whole drawn-out detail, it was advised for us to be able to all join a union, a particular union. And so there was someone that was supposed to be our spokesperson, and that person was supposed to have all of our best interests at heart. Lo and behold, after everything was all said and done, we got the short end of the stick. And that person, other person that's over and speaking up for us, hey, they got a great deal. And so ever since then, it gave me the sight and the insight for me to start speaking up for myself. For me to stop relying upon people speak up for me. And I had to learn that it is my responsibility to make sure that I knew what I needed, and then make sure that don't rely upon anybody to speak up for me. Because what I understood was no one can speak for you better than you. You get that? No one can speak up for you better than you. Oftentimes, you know what you need. You know what you desire. But a lot of times, the people that we may choose to speak up on our behalf, they really have no interest. They don't have anything in stock. You have everything invested. You have everything that's up for that word, at risk. You have things that are at risk for you. And so when you have things at risk, then you shouldn't have to rely, or you shouldn't rely upon someone to speak up for you, because they don't really have anything at stake, such as you, or they may not have the amount of things at stake, such as you. And so also what I found out was, for us to be able to speak up for ourselves, it actually gives us the confidence. It helps our self-esteem, because what happened when you speak up for yourself, it helps you to identify not only that you have a voice, but your voice is important. And so sometimes many people, they are trying to find their way. They're trying to find their identity, their purpose. But you cannot find your purpose remaining silent. Understand that the purpose that God has for you, it requires you for you to be able to not only identify your voice, but also be able to know how to utilize it. So that is very important for us to be able to identify our voice and use it. Now, I know when I'm at work, I tell people one of my pet peeves, and this is not just for me to have it on the clock, but also off the clock. One of the things I cannot stand, and that's for someone to speak up for somebody else. Matter of fact, I've had some people in the past, and I have to put them in line. When someone needs something, and somebody else comes, hey, this guy right here, he need blah, 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 blah. And I'm saying to myself, I wait till you get done. I say, wait a minute. Who needs it? And they say, oh, but this guy right here. I said, no, you need to move around. I want him to talk. I need him to talk. And to some people, it may sound cruel, but when I start explaining, then they're like, oh, I never looked at it like that. Now, first of all, I tell him, and like I said, this is not just on the clock, but this is off the clock too. But I tell people, I need you to learn how to tell me what you need. And even if it causes you to stutter, even if it causes you to, you know, if you have anxiety and just stressing over being able to, you know, say how you feel, it's okay. I'm not trying to rush you. I take the time to listen to you because I want you to be able to learn how to exercise and identify your voice. And so the only way for you to be able to identify it is for you to be able to use it. You have to use it. You have to utilize it. So when they end up talking, then I'm like, okay. And I've had some, you know, some people, they may stutter. Some people, like I said, they may not have the proper vocabulary that they want to say, but I tell them, it's okay. You can use me as a sounding board. You can use me as a practice pad. The key thing is just get it out. And I'm not rushing you, but get it out. And what happens, especially as men, this is something that we have to start doing. We have to be able to speak for ourselves and not rely upon someone, and no offense, but especially not relying upon a young lady to speak up on our behalf. See, what I found out, when a guy does not utilize his voice, when a guy does not speak up for himself, even starting off as a kid, if he depends upon other people to speak up for him, and he doesn't know how to be able to identify his voice or utilize his voice, then what happens when he gets of age as an adult, he'll be relying upon somebody else, which oftentimes if he's in a relationship, it may be that he's requiring his mother, grandmother, or his significant other to speak up for him. And what happens when a guy is not speaking up for himself, and especially if he gets married, and because he's not speaking up for himself, and that young lady, his wife, got to speak for him and for the family, then he's not going to get that respect that he's looking for. Why? Because he cannot, quote unquote, verbally defend or protect the family. And so it's important for him to be able to start. If he didn't get it when he was small, then even as an adult, hey, allow someone to be your soundboard. Talk, get it out, practice. There's an old saying that said, practice makes perfect. No, practice makes improvement. Because we all are growing. We all are learning. And we all are not perfect. We are improving. We are improving. We're getting better as you continue to exercise your voice. And your voice is like a muscle. As you begin to start identifying your voice and exercising your voice, then you get better. Then you can get more confident and stronger in certain situations. So it's so important for us to be able to identify our voice. And once we identify it, use it. And so even looking at in my situation, I don't mind throwing myself under the bus. I always throw myself under the bus because I want you all to see that this thing, regardless of what it is, and today is talking about being able to utilize our voice. But the reason why I use myself for an example for y'all to be able to see, also to let you all know, hey, there are some people, it can happen to anybody. Not everybody grew up, quote-unquote, perfect. There may be some people who might have been eloquent speakers. That's fine to them, but that person may have a strength in speaking, verbally speaking, but they may have a weakness somewhere else versus somebody else. Their weakness was somebody else's strength and vice versa. And so being able to identify our voice. Also, what I found out was if you don't practice utilizing your voice, what happened? You won't be able to express yourself the way that you desire. One of the things that, you know, we often hear people, a lot of time they may curse, they may say some things, sometimes they may say something that may be out of context. Sometimes it's like, well, you know, what did they say? But no, that's either wrong verbiage, or they might be meaning one thing, but they're saying another, and especially in the heat of the moment. And so what happens when you get comfortable, when you get confident in using a certain word when things are calm, then when things may be a little bit turned up, then you might be able to, you know, you might have your feelings or your emotions in it, but you'll be able to be confident in knowing that that verbiage that you used when everything was calm has been what perfected for you to utilize it in times of chaos or in times of when the heat is turned up. And so it's so important for us to be able to know our voice and identify it. Also understand, this is something that's very important. Each and every one of us have rights. Each and every one of us have the right to be able to express and be able to utilize our voice. Now, let's just say because of this year we had voting. We have voting, and voting is what? A voice. Everyone has the ability or opportunity to vote. But then I found that there are some people who choose not to vote because they feel like, well, my vote don't count. My vote doesn't count. Or they already have or who they're going to have in mind. But understand, everybody has a voice. And so even though that voting may not be, quote unquote, your verbal stance, but it also speaks for you. Your voting speaks for you. So very, very, very important for us to be able to have our voice, utilize it, for us to be able to identify not only where to use it, but how to use it. Understand, it's so important for you to be able to understand that your voice is important. And I don't care how you get it out. I don't care if you stumble, if you, every other word, you mess up. That's fine and dandy. The key thing is you have the right to be able to say it. Now, in saying it and utilizing that voice, there comes responsibility. And that's sometimes we don't think about or talk about. And there are some people that say, well, you know, I'll put it there. Everybody has the right to be able to express or even say their voice, or for them to be able to express themselves. That's fine and dandy. Every voice counts. But also on the same token, in what you say, there comes responsibility. And if your words will be beneficial, then great. But we got to be careful in what we're saying, because there are some people, they have no filter. They don't care. And so with that kind of mindset, that's very, very, very dangerous. One of the things that we often hear people say, you know, well, I got rights. Well, your rights end where mine begin. And that's tagged from our own Landau, Washington. My rights end where yours begin. So everyone have the right to be able to express, but within boundaries, make sure it's in love and it's in respect. Like I said, some people, they don't care how they say, I'm going to say how I feel. I don't care. Now, that's dangerous. That's not wise. We talking about wise verbiage and understanding. In case you think about just saying something, would it be beneficial? In other words, count up the cost before you say something. There's an old saying that says, think twice before you speak once. So it's so important for us to be able to speak for ourselves. Learn that verbiage. It's important because oftentimes what happens when we don't be able to, when we can't identify, when we don't identify our voice, then like I said, there may be someone else that may benefit from what belongs to us. But also on the same token, with that allowing ourselves to be able to verbalize and express, you know, we have to practice and learn different vocabulary, learn and expand our vocabularies. Because to be honest with you, even in your best attempt, if some people are just cussing every other word is this and this and this and that, they're not going to listen to you. But also understand that there's a setting that you can't say that stuff. I'm not saying that thing, you know, not saying that it is right to say those words, but you have to understand, you know, not every place is set for you to say some words such as adult words. You can't say that at a church, you know. And my thing is, if you can't say it at a church, you don't need to be saying it at all. But also, if you're talking to a child, would you talk to a child that way? No. There are certain words, there's certain things that you wouldn't say in front of children. So how about we're able to learn a universal verbiage so that way it can be not just for the older people, the adults, but even to the minors, the children. So it's so important for us to be able to identify that. But also, because of us being able to utilize our voice and understand the benefits of utilizing our voice, you know, you number one, you get more respect when you're able to learn and speak for yourself. Also, you're able to actually get, not just get what you want, but sometimes get way beyond what you really want or what you desired. Why? Because sometimes when you talk to a person and you let them know what you're desiring, sometimes they'll give you more because God may have touched their heart to give it to you. And what happens, they can feel that compassion. They can feel that love that you may be speaking in. And so God may give you favor for you to be able to get beyond what you ask for. But also, even with the benefits of utilizing your voice, the consequences of not utilizing your voice is you may not get what you desire. You know, there's an old saying, a closed mouth never gets fed. And so if you don't tell a person what you desire, then you may not ever get what you desire. You have to be able to speak up. In other words, open up your mouth. This is for your benefit. But also, understand, if you think about it, sometimes we open up our mouth for every other thing. But how about we open up our mouth for the right thing? You know, matter of fact, there are some people, they say, well, you know, I'm shy. I don't like to talk. And I understand that. You know, some people are not verbally expressive. Or some people choose not to be quote-unquote verbally expressive. But understand, if it's something that you really, really, really want, or you see that person that's sitting down, ain't doing nothing, or just you just think that they're the quietest person, and all of a sudden, let some music hit, that right song hit, then that's, you know, you, that same quiet person that you used to see that was sitting there doing nothing might be on the dance floor turned up. Or the quietest person that would just sit there, and they look like, in your mindset, a nerd. But let that football game, let whatever sport come on that they love, and they'll be the loudest one in the room. Well, understand, everyone has some type of passion, some type of, might be a hobby, might be something that they're interested in. Well, we have to take personal interest in our voice. We have to take personal interest in investing into our voice, because our voice is linked with our desires and our purpose. So it's so important for us to be able to identify our voice and respect it. So with the consequences of not utilizing our voice, like I said, we don't gain what we desire. But also, we may not gain the respect of ourselves or others. We may lose respect. We may end up getting something that we don't want and something we don't need. So should you just let things pass? No. Should you be able to just, well, you know, I'll just wait the next time? No. Look at this as an opportunity for you to be able to get what you want and get what you desire by opening up your mouth and speaking for yourself. Don't you know what is for you, God has for you? Oftentimes, it ain't the devil that steals or robs us from what God has for us. Sometimes we rob ourselves. Sometimes we don't receive it. Because why? Because we don't claim it. You have to claim it. Even with salvation, the Bible tells us, confess with our mouth and believe with the heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So if it takes confession to verbally receive salvation, what about verbally expressing or confessing what we desiring? What if what you may be thinking, well, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything. But like I said, you'll never get what you desire when you're not opening up your mouth. It's so important for us to be able to open up our mouth. And you think about it, we open up our mouth pertaining to the wrong thing. How about opening up for the right thing? So there are benefits of using our voice, but also there are consequences. And that consequences is silence. And think about it. Silence. In other words, not being able to have what you desire because you are too afraid or too prideful to, hey, stay claim to it. Think about it. Think about it. We can't blame the devil, and we already praying for God to give it to us, but guess what? He already put it in our possession. But what happened when we claim it, when we don't confess it, then we're not putting our stamp on it. I mean, think about it. Imagine losing something that was rightfully yours, but imagine yourself losing it. Matter of fact, just like a multimillionaire, if a multimillionaire has a home, a multimillion-dollar home, already paid for, so that millionaire has a multimillion-dollar house, but he loses the house because he's not paying the taxes. And the taxes, let's just say the taxes are $10 a month, and he still loses it. Why? Because he's not taking care of his responsibility of paying those taxes. And so when you verbally confess, it's the equivalent to paying the spiritual taxes to their home that God has already paid for. So let's open up our mouths. Let's open up our mouths and stake claim to what God is trying to give us. Look, we already, look, he did the work. We got to receive it. We got to use our voice and claim it. And so with that being said, wanted to make this just straight to the point, but if we want to go anywhere in life, we got to learn to speak up for ourselves. You know, I go to work and I see grown, healthy men, big men, but they have their mother or their grandmother come up there to jail to speak on their behalf. And if you think about it, it's not anything that's detrimental. You know, but for someone who may not have been in there, you know, the mothers, and a lot of time I see what the mothers can be stressed, the mothers can be going through. The mothers may be just having a lot of their man worried and concerned about their child. Instead of their child, you know, having missed meal cramps and just fading away because he ain't eating, he's stressed, he's worried. You know what he's doing? He's sitting up playing cards, playing dominoes, just living his best life. But he's requiring his mother or grandmother to speak up for him. Nah. This is the time for us to be able to speak up for ourselves and not involve people who already got their things going on in their lives. And sometimes when we learn to utilize our voice, not only it free up those that we love and prevent them from being worried over us, but also it sets the tone for you to not have to quote-unquote co-sign for someone down the road. You know, for us to really think about being able to utilize our voice and respond in complete obedience to God, it's a benefit. You know, can God trust you to be able to speak as if he's speaking through you? Because he can. And don't ever feel that when you can't do it, the Bible tells us you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you or who gives you the ability. So sometimes when you don't know what to say or how to handle a situation, instead of remaining silent, you just talk to God and ask him, God, how you deal with this situation? So talk to him, communicate with him. You know, that's one of the things that we have to very, very much cultivate, and that's our relationship with God. For our senses to be able to hear his voice and respond in obedience. So just think about that. And as we get ready to pray, you know, your needs and your concerns, and don't ever feel like, well, you know, I'm not as good a speaker as this person or that person. It doesn't matter. This ain't no competition. This ain't no competitive thing. This is you being able to identify your voice and use it. And feeling comfortable in your own skin. Being able to open up your mouth, say what needs to be said. Understand God is concerned and he wants you to come to him. So as we get ready to pray, we ask God to help us, give us the strength, give us the courage to hear his voice and respond in obedience. God, we speak, we're coming to you right now, God. Those who may be saved, God. God, we thank God for you, but God, thank God for them, but God, but even those who ain't saved, God, give them that desire to accept your Lord and Savior in their lives. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak it right now, God. The Bible tells us if we confess ourselves, Lord, messing up, but Lord, even in your word, it tells us, Romans 10:9, thou shalt come to Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and believe the heart that God raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So God, we ask you to help us, God, to use our voice in responding to obedience right now, God. Help us, God, to say and speak what thus says you, God. Help us, God, to speak and not just speak and be able to use our voice with the appropriate people, but God, help us, God, to use our voice in the appropriate time right now, God. Help us, God, to be purposeful and intentional with the time that you have for us to use our voice, God, to address the situation. So, God, we speak, God, help us, God, in every situation to operate in love, God, operate in patience, operate in humility, and operate in forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind everything the devil stands for, we cancel the devil's assignment right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for strengthening us, God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us our self-esteem, God. Thank you, Lord, for raising up every bowed down head, God. God, we thank you, Lord, for you being on the throne. And so, God, we even ask you, God, to help those, God, encourage those, God, who are dealing with grief, God. Help them, God, and comfort them right now, God. We hold up the Calhoun family. We hold up the Horton family. We hold up the Flemings family. We hold up all those who are grieving and going through right now, God. And so, God, we ask you out to help and comfort them, God, even during this season right now, God. Comfort them, be with them, God. God, you said that you would never leave nor forsake us nor abandon us. So, God, we depend upon you right now, God, to come in and fix broken hearts right now, God. God, regulate confused minds right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, everything you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. I want to thank each and every one of y'all who tuned in. If y'all want to get in contact with me, feel free to contact me. I'm Brother Prater. You can see me on Facebook. You'll see my daily devotion, also my videos. Also, if you want to, you can go to my website at brotherprater.com. At brotherprater.com, you'll see my daily devotions, also my videos, as well as my calendar section. You see my upcoming events or personal appearances. Also, you can go to the store section of my website where you can purchase my book, A Few Good Men, The Path to Godly Fatherhood. A Few Good Men was written to inform men their needs and their responsibilities toward their family, their children, and their children's mother, regardless if they're with them or not. Also, it talks to the ladies to help them to be able to identify the qualities of a potential future husband and or present or future, should be our fathers and present or future children. Also, this book, The Girl Who Was Her Brother's Keeper, The Love Beyond Life, this is a story that just pretty much sharing my life journey with my sister and I, Sheila Prater. Unfortunately, she was killed by domestic violence. And, you know, and I'll just say it on a personal note, she was my voice. She was my voice. Those that know her and know me, she was the girl that spoke up for my behalf and all that. But sometime even before she left, God was preparing me to learn how to speak, for me to be able to express myself, for me to be able to say what needs to be said and speak up for myself in whatever situation I may encounter. That way I won't become dependent upon someone. And so, little did I know, but no matter what, now for me to be able to stand on my own two feet, and that's what God wants to do for you, help you to stand on your own two feet. And just in case you didn't have a problem with insecurities or anything, then God want to help you to remain on your feet. So with that being said, I thank each and every one of y'all who are tuning in, and I appreciate y'all to the utmost. And thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to Rick and April Heart Podcast. God bless you and good night.